say you were, you know, you saw somebody in town you hadn't seen in a while, and you're telling your wife about it, you might say, well, yeah, just this morning in town, I ran.
Ran into.
So, you know, you have a child, and he's given the same name his father has. You say you name the child.
Junior.
Mm-hmm. Or would you ever say name the child, maybe after a, for a...
After daddy, yeah. Name it after daddy.
You're talking about, you know, children and a boy and his father. Say if a boy and his father had the same looks, you know, he said the boy...
Favors daddy.
So what if, you know, you see them where they really don't look alike, but they just have the same kind of actions, just act the same way. What would you, how would you say it then, the boy?
I guess he would act like it then.
Act like it. It's funny, sometimes they remind you more of the daddy when you kind of have the same actions.
Yeah.
Say you're walking along or something like that, and a dog, you know, the dog jumps out and actually starts walking. What might you pick up and you might?
Pick up a stick or a rock or anything to throw at him.
And, we're talking about, you know, when you were coming up, when you were... You say a boy, what would y'all typically have maybe for breakfast? What
are
some of the things you might have for
breakfast? Well, I think mostly it was eggs and bacon and grits. Yeah, we had grits down in this country all the time. And I guess I still do. I don't like them too much, but I do like them pretty good.
Talking about those grits, you ever seen it where they don't grind up the corn, they just take the kernel and kind of leach it up, you know, blanch it out, get it? And you have the whole kernel?
Yeah. What do they call that? They got a name for that, and they got it canned up, but I can't call it.
Did you ever hear them call it hominy? Is that
the what?
You ever hear them call it hominy?
Hominy, yeah, hominy. They call it hominy, and it's just a grain of corn.
Do they eat that much of that around here?
Not a whole lot. There's some around, but not too much.
We're talking about eggs. How do you usually have your eggs?
Well, they're fixed anyway. Fried or boiled, soft boiled, fried.
You ever see by taking them and break the shell and just let the egg kind of fall out into boiling water?
Yeah, they call that poaching. Yeah, poaching. Yeah.
Would you ever have anything maybe sweet you might have for breakfast?
Oh yeah, sometimes I have guava jelly or orange marmalade or stuff of that kind that the women folks would make in the kitchen. Something they made in the kitchen usually.
Anything you might pull with pancakes or anything?
Yeah, pancakes and syrup.
Any of them ever make syrup around here?
Yeah, they did. They did back out of Kane years ago. They used to boil it and make it up. They had a lot of cane growing down here then.
The syrup molasses, is that two different things?
Well, it's made different, I think. It's molasses, I think, is old thick stuff, and the syrup is thin.
What about would you use to have to drink maybe for breakfast?
Well, coffee mostly, I guess. Coffee.
How would you usually have yours?
I never have like coffee in my life, but I'd have some milk in it.
Have
milk, no sugar. But of course, a lot of people like milk, and some people put sugar in it.
You know, when people like it without milk and sugar, they say they like their coffee.
Black coffee. Yeah, they like it black.
Did you ever hear any of them talking about black coffee, so they like it barefoot or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they like it barefoot.
We talked a little while ago, you told me about your hunting dogs and everything.
Yeah.
What name would you have for a dog that maybe is no special breed, a little bit of this, a little bit of that?
Yeah.